I'm Dani Shapiro, and this is The Way We Live Now. Today is day 69, since napping has become a thing, at least in my house, and day 25 of this podcast. Imagine being 20 years old and cresting the wave of an incredibly promising career as an indie rock sensation. That's exactly where today's guest was in her life when the pandemic hit, on tour with her band. Here's Snail Mail's Lindsay Jordan. Describe your surroundings for us. Where are you right now? You know, where are you sitting while we're talking? What are you looking at?
I am in my parents' house, in my childhood bedroom, at my desk where I record when I'm home. And then I'm looking at my car out the window.
Longingly?
Yeah. Well, you know, usually I live in New York I have an apartment, but I've been home for the last few months. So yeah, I'm kind of looking at my car longingly.
Yeah, that's poetic. Where were you supposed to be in May of 2020? What were you supposed to be doing, like on a day like today?
We had a tour. I don't know if we'd be on it right now. I'm pretty sure we'd still be on it, but it was like leading up to Coachella, and then Coachella and all the side shows, and then the second week, and then I think there was some tour dates after. So I think I should be out on the West Coast right now, but I'm not. Actually, sure.
Yeah, I mean, I've spoken to a college student on this podcast, actually my own son, Jacob, about what it's like to be suddenly and unexpectedly home with your parents. But you have a really unique experience and lens on this, which is why I've been so looking forward to having this conversation with you. I mean, you're 20,
right? Right?
You're 20, right?
Yeah, I'm 20. I'm about to be 21.
All right, so you're, you know, the age of a college student, and you were going to go to college at some point and deferred and put college on hold because you're a breakout indie rock star with a huge following. And Rolling Stone praised your music as the work of an indie rock prodigy.
Right.
So, like, you were having this experience that was so much more than just the typical independence of being in college. You were on the road. When did it hit home for you that, I mean, the amount of work that goes into, I don't need to tell you, like, you know, a tour and that kind of traveling and that kind of energy that goes into performing every night. When did it hit home that everything was being canceled?
Well, I guess I actually came home a week before everything was on lockdown. I was like going through kind of crazy breakup, and I was like, I need to be with my parents. And then, yeah, all of a sudden everything closed down and everyone was like, you can't go back to New York. So I've been so in my own head, like not even really thinking about the actual consequences. And then I saw a post that was like, I should be at Coachella this weekend. Mm-hmm. And I was literally like, that's how out of the loop I've been. Cause I've been so like, woe is me it took me seeing like someone's Instagram post that was like, I should be at Coachella right now to be like, oh shit. So should I, oh, sorry. Can I curse?
Oh, sure.
Thanks. yeah. So I was like, oh man, I guess that was really when it hit. I just saw an Instagram post and I was like, oh, I guess and it does suck because it would be really nice to be out doing my thing, but it's okay. I've actually been really thankful for this time.
Say more about that.
So actually I was in the studio up until a few weeks before I got home, and I was like kind of supposed to be finished with this record. And I was like five songs short because I really take my time. And having this time home, just organically, I never write unless I really feel like inspired to. I ended up writing like most of the songs that are going to be on the next album that I like consider to be single worthy. So I was kind of just putting in the hours at the studio because it was time. But I didn't have the material. And now I can like comfortably say that it's written, which is great because I don't believe in album deadlines or like rushing it to get something out quickly. So It was kind of a blessing in disguise for me.
Do you feel like, I mean, I know a lot of artists, writers are struggling with working, you know, against the backdrop of the pandemic, and then others are finding inspiration in it or in the heightened, you know, in the heightened emotional life that many of us are feeling right now, or even just in the slowness of, you know, enforced isolation and quiet and solitude? Where do you think that work's coming from for you?
Interestingly enough, I think that this quarantine could be happening or couldn't be happening, and I'd still probably be like equally as productive because I am a homebody anyways. I don't like going out, and mm-hmm. I actually love not having people hitting me up to go out. It's actually kind of my, like, as messed up as it sounds, it's actually kind of like secretly like what I have really been wanting, which is just like, and it really helps me to work in my childhood bedroom because super quiet in Maryland. And this is where I wrote Lush. So actually it kind of came at the perfect time for me. So I've just been like sitting in the place where I am the most inspired to write with no need to leave the desk and just working all day, every day. And I think just like not having to like go out just to like, cause you know, like lots of 21st birthdays are coming up for my friends and stuff. And just not having even the option has been helpful for me because I would honestly prefer to just work.
Yeah. So there's no conflict around that. Like there is no out, you know, there's no FOMO. There's no, you know,
there's nothing.
There's just nothing. And there's something within that that is pretty powerful. But I'm also wondering, like, to go back to something you said before, when you were saying like that woe is me feeling, that struck me when you said it as sort of like an internal feeling, like not about the fact that your tour got canceled and in the outside world there is, you know, this huge thing going on, but the internal place of a bad breakup and the place where you find your work, you know, like where you find your creative energy.
Right. Well, yeah, I'm such a, I'm like a very sensitive person. And I honestly, like when I am having a hard time with something, I'm so deeply wrapped up in that I can't really stretch myself at all. Like I won't even try to like go dance it out with friends or, you know, or go do whatever. I usually just like prefer to just like sit with it so that I can like use it to use whatever like sadness or whatever is happening to just like grow as a person. I'm really bad at pretending like something isn't happening. I usually try to like kind of catch the issue head on and try to just like sit with it with myself and like write and be the most honest with myself as possible. I don't really ever like treat my sadness with distraction. The circumstance is actually kind of perfect for me.
So you're describing yourself, it sounds like, I mean, you prefer solitude. Would you say you have an introverted nature?
I think that I'm a good talker. I think I can like go out and make friends, but some part of me after graduating high school and touring for several years, like I think, I don't really know what happened, but I just really prefer to not not make new friends, not go out. It's something just like flipped in me after like the high school partying stage where I just really don't like to go out. I really don't like to meet new people. I really don't like to like, I don't know. I have like a few core friends and I don't really like to like stray from that. And I'm not really sure. I used to be such an extrovert like as a child. But now I would say I'm pretty introverted or careful, I guess.
So how do you square that with performing? Like, it doesn't sound like you are, but are you missing the live audience right now? Like if you could snap your fingers and be at Coachella.
Yeah, I would absolutely snap my fingers to be at Coachella. I think that I kind of get a lot of my like emotional well-being from my band. We're all so close and we've all kind of like grown up quickly together. And so just like a lot of terrible things have happened while we've been on tour, and we usually just are able to help each other through it. Like, you know, you miss funerals, you miss birthdays, you know, you get broken up with X, Y, and Z when you're on tour, and we're all really good at taking care of each other. So I think like more so than the crowd, I kind of just wish I was with my people. I do like the crowd though. It makes me feel, or at least just doing the show just makes me feel in touch with myself. Like I'm like, okay, here is what I'm good at and here's what I'm out here and I'm supposed to do. And when I spend long times away from touring, I usually am like go through some kind of identity crisis.
Well, is there a sort of yin yang between doing the work, writing the songs, and having to be in that quiet internal place to do that?
Absolutely. I started writing the record right after we finished Lush, and I had this little portable amp, and I would take it in the van and try to write songs like around everybody while we were on long car rides. And I kind of just came to the realization at some point last year that I was just not that kind of writer. Because I think just like a lot of my peers and a lot of people I work with are kind of all about the productivity, and it's sort of the like the mindset that indie artists, like hype artists, usually are put under, is that, you know, you work consecutively and you work like diligently so that the hype like stays alive or whatever. But I kind of just, I realized that I'm only interested in making work if it's work that I deeply care about and like feel like is necessary to release.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of just made that deal with myself where I was like, this may cost me in buzz or whatever, but I really just don't want to put anything out unless it's like feels like an extension of myself. And
yeah,
that takes time and being alone for me. So I'm really careful about the way that I make music because I just like want it to be as organic as possible.
Well, and the other choice would cost you in a different way.
I definitely believe that, at least for me personally.
So what are you listening to while you're in captivity? Like, what are you reading? What's bringing you a sense of hope or solace or, you know, sort of nurturing yourself, taking care of yourself during this time?
I'm a big reader. So I went through most of Joan Didion collection like during this time.
I knew you were going to say that. I don't know how I knew you were going to say that, but I did.
I just reek a bit.
I'm with you there.
I've been like super inspired by her. I read Year of Magical Thinking before this whole thing went down, like a couple months before, on a trip to Europe. And I was like, I was totally completely moved, and I wanted to like go through her library.
Mm-hmm.
But I just also read A Farewell to Arms by Hemingway. I have like kind of a secret love for the classics and all those like authors that I'd get made fun of for liking in book club, like Hemingway and Bukowski and Kerouac and stuff. But I kind of love it for what it is. And I try to like sprinkle those into my routine. I also just got my first Audre Lorde book.
Mm.
And then listening, I usually just listen to pop music like when I'm feeling really bad. I listen to a lot of Drake. And yeah, Carrie Faux, F-A-U-X, is really cool. I kind of have been listening to a lot of jazz lately, like Chet Baker and Norah Jones. Good crying music.
Right. I guess I would end with asking you, you know, at some point this will be over and we'll all kind of stumble out of our houses and like blink at the light being back in public in some way. But there's also so much that I think is changing for all of us all over the world that we can't really know yet, like how we're going to be changed. But do you have any thoughts about what we might come away from this time learning, you know, just as human beings?
That's a really hard one. I will say, like, I'm avoiding the end of this for myself. It kind of feels like this, like, I'm, like, back in the womb or something.
Mm.
And I'm, like, not really ready for what's on the other side, for me at least. But I don't know. I wonder if, like, if people... It's hard to say because I guess everyone's so different. I know people that are, like, really suffering right now and other people who are, like, this is kind of the break I needed to, like, learn about myself. But I kind of think people are going to come out of it at least a little more self-assured because people have had a long time to spend with themselves or maybe like with buckets of self-hatred, but everybody's going to just be a little more like in touch with themselves, or at least I hope.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, I love that actually, because there's no getting away from your inner life when you're having this kind of experience. There just isn't. Wherever you go, there you are.
Yeah. You're all you got. I've been spending a lot of time with that saying.
Well, listen, this was a wonderful conversation. I really appreciate your taking the time, and I hope that you just, you know, continue to have this creative blossoming within this, you know, within this time. It's a very hopeful thing to hear that.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed this conversation.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Great.
Okay, take care. Thanks for listening to The Way We Live Now. Tell us the way you're living now. We want to hear. Call us on, you might want to get a pen for this, 909-713-8995. That's 909-713-8995. And record your story, and we might just use it on the pod. Also, you can join our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/thewaywelivenowpod. We are creating a community here, and we would love for you to join us. You can find me on Instagram at Danny Ryder. The Way We Live Now is a production of iHeartRadio. It's produced by Lowell Berlanti. Beth Ann Macaluso is executive producer. Special thanks to Tristan McNeil and Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.